If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
All right, go to 508. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The world's smallest snake has been found in Barbados.
Wait a minute. I just died, brother.
Oh, my God. You seen this thing?
I have not. I just know it's a big day for small snakes.
It is.
Oh, damn.
Ooh.
God, let's just pile it on.
I just died, man. Leave it alone.
How tiny is
Terry Bollea has got a 5-inch penis.
It's,
Eric, I'm just saying.
It's really small. Hang on. Let's see this.
I mean, is it like a worm?
The Hulkster.
It looks like a
Hulkster,
worm.
It's got a 10-inch penis.
Shoot. There it is. There's this little guy. Harry, look at that. He's on a coin. Yeah.
That's it.
It's a little itty bitty guy.
See, but I would think that's like a millet. Well, granted, it has no legs. But
correct.
That's
me. Well, if you look at it, it has scales. It's got a head of a snake. Like, it looks like it's a little worm or a millipede or something like that. But if you actually look close, that is distinctly a snake.
I'm going to be honest with you. Snakes don't bother me. They just don't. But for whatever reason, that little snake would bother me more than like an anaconda.
Really?
Yeah, because you look at a giant snake and go, that's a snake.
That Miles, thing, let it go.
Like, it doesn't look right.
You know? The little ones are the scary ones.
That's always. What I'm saying. There's something about that.
Those little blue-ringed octopus, not real big.
That's what I tell my wife. The little ones are the scary ones. You look out.
That's me with Bubba Clem's wife.
Today is National Cousins Day.
Hey, oh, Alabama. Nice. Look it up.
Oh, come on.
Don't forget to order some Smith Valley popcorn.
There you go.
Oh, hey. Good looking at that.
Hey. Oh, nice.
Watch a Falcons game. That's a deep joke.
That is.
Kirk Cousins
joke. The dictionary.com word of the day. Not Merriam-Webster. The dictionary.com word of the day.
Bet.
Doodad.
Doodad.
What technically is it? Is it just a
gadget,
random thing?
It's a gadget. It's a device. It's a thing.
To me, a doodad. Nonsensical item. It's something that, for whatever reason in the moment, you can't remember the name of it. So even if it's like your phone, or for whatever reason, your brain fart on
it.
Hand me the doodad.
I feel like it has to have a function, though, to be a doodad. You know what
it
I mean?
It also sounds like something all those Cajun dudes. Hey, man. Hey, dude. Hand me that doodad.
Give me that doodad, dude.
You're saying it has to be functional?
I think it has to be functional. At least that's my definition of it. Like this cup right here, this is not a doodad.
That's not a doodad. But is that a knick-knack?
You know what? It could be a knickknack.
A cup is more. So a knickknack is not functional because that's crap your mother collects.
Correct. That's
nutcrackers,
stuff on a shelf. Yeah.
Blue and white plates. Like, all that kind of stuff.
What's the thing in the middle of your mouse? You know, you can go up and down.
A little scroll wheel.
What's that doodad?
Yeah. There you go.
There you go.
All right. I like it.
But that's not a knickknack.
It does something.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be like a little thing where you hit a button and it has a little guy that waves or something like that. You know, it's a doodad.
My grandmother used to say doojigger.
Doojigger.
Yeah.
She did. I don't think she's trying to be racist.
I mean, I don't think she was either.
The clicker for the television. It didn't matter what the hell it was.
There's a school district in Tennessee. I'm not touching it. There's a school district in Tennessee with a new policy. Doctor's notes will no longer be counted as excused absences.
Well, how else?
I know.
So you could just call out sick?
How do kids get sick? An excused absence then?
I know.
Because, like, look, I can call and say, hey, my kid is sick. Because he has a freaking temperature. He might feel better later. But the doctor has a better authority over me about what's wrong with his ass.
Let me play devil's advocate on this one. I'm wondering if it's not because there are so many parents that are just saying, oh, yeah, Timmy's sick. He's not coming in today. We're going fishing.
That's why you had to have the doctor's note. Because you're right.
That trumps your
parents. Don't do that.
Well, you could doctor doctor's notes now.
Well, you can. I used to fake parents. I mean, like, look, man. Counterfeit crap's going to happen all the time in school.
And at the same time, like, that's on those parents and those kids.
Yeah, if you're taking a family vacation, 3 days, so you're taking tomorrow off, I tell the teacher, hey, look, we're going to go fishing for 3 days. He's not coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the case. Then you might as well be honest.
They say that's unexcused absence.
Right.
You can mark it down however you want.
Yeah,
we're not
going
to be here.
We're going fishing. I don't care what you call it. You call
is this it part of his permanent record?
I'm not going to argue about what you call this because it's irrelevant.
Right. Exactly. A new study over in England may have cracked the code in how to get students to do better at math, introducing Legos at a young age. Believe it or not.
I believe that. Got my kid on math, believe it or not, introducing football.
There you go.
Dumb as it, like, even so, I'm not good at math. And we look at the score, I'm like, what does this team have to do to come back and win? two touchdowns, get an extra point after each one and do a field goal. I'm like, brother, you just did math.
And that's basically what they're saying. Like, there was this six-week course, and they, you know, young kids were getting introduced to that, and it got them into, like, spatial awareness and open thinking and thinking outside of the box and whatnot, and it did help with their math skills. And I wonder if it's that exact same thing. You know, this one has three little blips on it, and I've got one that has six. So how do I put this together to where the... It just, those small little functions that introduce little pockets of math to give them kind of a foundation to go off of, as it were.
I think the easiest way to teach kids anything is when they're unaware that they're learning something.
Yes, absolutely. Why do you think Sesame Street and Schoolhouse Rock and all that worked?
Because no idea that they're learning.
No, you're just having fun and doing it. You know, that's why story problems, I think, became such a thing. But the problem is that they sucked at writing down story problems.
Right.
Timmy has six apples. Why the hell's Timmy so hungry?
Right.
You know, it asks way too many questions.
Eat them all.
Right. If Miles has 100 rabbits,
give them something they're interested in.
Absolutely.
Turi has 5 condoms.
Got it, Miles. Scientists have developed a new material that'll take 99% of a very common forever chemical out of drinking water in just 5 minutes.
It's called boiling it.
All right. Yeah. All right. It should. It's like a cloth or just a strip that they run through there that just grabs up on that chemical.
I have one of those life straws. Maybe I should just drink every glass of water through a life straw.
What's a life straw?
Right, does it have like a filter in it?
Oh, yeah. I could go drink water out of a puddle.
Okay. Have you done it yet?
I haven't had the to do it. But that's the whole thing, is that you have this life straw with you, so wherever you are, like if you're out, you know, camping or backpacking,
sure.
Lost out of water, in the wilderness, yeah.
I could drink it. But
are you confident with that?
Again, in theory, I can drink from puddles. I haven't done it.
So I will give you this, though. I think, in theory, you could drink from the puddle. You're not going to get any bacteria that'll kill you. You're not going to get any nasty that's going to hurt you. I don't think it's going to taste good.
Correct. You also don't want to be in a porter potty for the entire time you're there.
No, you
okay,
not.
It didn't work. Great. Right. Now what?
Damn it. Orlando Bloom recently attempted to, quote-unquote, clean his blood of microplastics with a procedure much like dialysis. I forget the exact name of it, but it's... It's like dialysis, but it removes certain things
but
from the
blood.
But it
doesn't work.
Yeah, right. It removes certain blood particles out as opposed to like taking like contaminants out of the blood and whatnot. He tried to do that to get rid of the microplastics. Science actually contradicts this method completely. They say that it doesn't do that at all. In fact, it will introduce other microplastics in there because the dialysis machines or whatever this machine is that he's using is covered in plastic.
I'm beginning to think, the longer I live, that the more money people have and the more access they have to things, the more likely they are to buy into snake oil.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just like, look, if you're broke, you're stuck with whatever's going on, man. That's just what life is. And then you get all these rich people like, I have the ability to try this. And you're like, look, man, you have a lot of money, but then about how profoundly ignorant and stupid you are.
Sure.
Like, but it's not going to, you just handed someone a bunch of cash.
Well, and
here's the thing. Give me the money you spent there, and I also will not remove microplastics from it.
And I got to believe that it'll always be a fad to be more healthy, more holistic, more natural than everybody else.
I don't want to die to work out, but I will spend all this money for something that any idiot on the planet will tell you doesn't work.
Putting cucumber up your nose before you go to bed actually really revitalizes your skin. Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you can explain to me what it's doing, I'll listen to you.
Sure.
But a lot of people, right, I saw some interview with a comedian, and they were asking about her schedule, and she's talking about the red light therapy, and they're like, well, what's it do? And finally, she's like, I have no idea. I don't know. She goes, it makes me feel better. The guy was like, all right, cool.
Good enough.
Yeah.
That's what the person who bought on Amazon who hacked into my account bought.
Red light mask?
$400-some.
Damn.
But I was intrigued by what this thing was.
Did my wife hack into your Amazon account?
No. But what I'm thinking to myself, does she have one of those?
Uh-huh.
How often does she use it?
Uh-huh.
Is it like having sex with a Mandalorian? This is the way.
It's odd. It's odd.
All right, sister.
Got it. There's a crazy man on the loose in New York, and he might just be Jason Bourne, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day!
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast Chuck E. Cheese. Now, I don't mean the entire franchise Chuck E. Cheese. I mean a very specific Chuck E. Cheese, as in the actual Chuck E. Cheese, the mouse. We go to Tallahassee, Florida, where Chuck E. Cheese, the mouse, he was at a kid's birthday party, entertaining the children as he is supposed to do. at the location of his name.
He's dressed as the rat.
Yeah, so Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Entertainment.
Charles Entertainment Cheese is at Chuck E. Cheese at a kid's birthday party, which is not a big surprise. But the kids were a little shocked when the cops came busting in, pulled Chuck E. Cheese away from the kid's birthday party during the birthday party, handcuffed him, and drove his ass to jail because it turns out the guy inside of the costume, Jermell J. Jones, yeah, the cops came after him. It has to do with a little identity theft and stealing credit cards.
So he's not really Chuck E. Cheese?
They found out where he worked. They found out what he did. He was performing as Chuck E. Cheese at the kid's birthday party. I know, the pictures are awesome. Cops came in, handcuffed his ass, and drove him. Great look, Chuck.
They got the head on the helmet.
They got the head on the cop car, Mike, and he's getting arrested.
So here's the Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
so,
what happened to Chuck E. Cheese?
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.